Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. As I've been doing these little one-off audios, this is not an official podcast yet, I've been thinking about, sometimes I'll dole out some advice and I'll finish my podcast or my audio and I'll be thinking, boy, why don't you listen to your own advice there? Because sometimes I catch myself doing the same thing I'm advising against. And one of the things that I needed to listen to my own advice about tightening up your business. So, especially when you get a business like mine where it's a six-figure business. I have multiple business branches, affiliate marketing, info product creation, fiction, just different types of stuff, all kinds of things. And in affiliate marketing, you can break that down to digital and tangible and things like that. So, what happens is you start to realize that you're spread too thin. That's what's happening right now when I have my spiral out and I'm, because I like to work pen and paper. Sometimes it helps. I doodle and things like that to brainstorm. And I start realizing how many different projects I've got going. And when I do that, I begin looking at where I can cut. It's kind of like trimming a tree branch or something. I start looking at, if you think of a tree, the more branches you have, the more it's going to suck the resources from the base. So you start to trim those up and everything else gets stronger. It's kind of the same in your business. And one of the things that I've been thinking about for probably the past couple of months is what I do and don't like and how I want to cut out some of the things that I don't like. Y'all know I've had a PLR store since 2006 and I love it. I'll never stop creating PLR for it. And I have a lifetime group that gets access to all of that. But one of the things that I don't like are doing launches for PLR. I don't mind launches for info products, but I don't like them for PLR. It seems like in the PLR industry, you're always trying to churn out new launches, you know, like once a month or twice a month and things like that. And I personally have to look at my skill set and what I enjoy doing and what I want to learn in the future. One of the things that I'm good at is the writing. One of the things I'm not good at are the graphics and the, you know, the whole sales page look type of thing. If you look at them, most of them are uniform and mine are not like that. I got close with Conversely, but it's still not the same as some of the other people's. And I just don't want to, I have no desire to learn it. I've got too many other things that I'm excited about learning to want to learn that. So what I decided that I'm going to do is I'm going to keep producing PLR for my store, PLRminimart.com. My lifetimers will still get the PLR in their membership. My affiliates can still promote when I have a new pack. If I put out a new bundle of like a mega bundle or whatever, they can still promote because I have my PLRminimart.com/affiliates that they can get their link from. But the only difference is I'm not going to be doing launches for PLR anymore on JVZoo or any other platform. I'm going to leave that to the other people who enjoy doing that and who can do that part quickly. What I'm going to focus on in terms of launches and stuff is being a super affiliate. So I got the notice on JVZoo that I'm a premium affiliate and I like that and everything. And I love how other people do their products and I can do a bonus for it. And my bonus can be as good as my own launch. Only I don't have to do all the sales copy graphic type of stuff. I can put together a huge bundle that's as good as a launch itself, but it can be a bonus for buying someone else's. Strategically, profit-wise and everything, that's going to be better for me because it eliminates all of that time that I have to spend doing launch prep. It's very, very time-consuming for me. You have to network, you have to, you know, and if you don't get all the graphics right and all that, people don't want to promote. And I just have no desire to do it. One of the best things about this business is you can cater to your desires completely. So if you don't like doing something, you don't have to do it. And you can outsource it, you can delegate it. But I don't even want to deal with delegation in this realm. So I'm going to do one more launch that I already have scheduled for March. And it's one that I'm doing with Justin Popovic. And we're going to... I write the content and everything, but he gets a pre-launch from the 22nd to the 25th, and then it opens up on the 26th to all affiliates for 1 week. after March, I am done with PLR launches. I'll be putting new content on my store. Affiliates can promote, all that good stuff. But I'll be focusing on doing courses that teach people good stuff. And I'll be focused on affiliate marketing and my fiction writing, because I have a book that's finished and I need to shape it up and get it the way I want it to be and then release it and all that good stuff. So that's it for me. And just keep in mind, as you're building your business, look at every single thing you're doing and don't just think because it's what you normally do that it has to continue going. Look at it and say, could I trim that? How would this affect my business? Could I put it back in if all doesn't go well? If you decide to cut that branch or cut this task off, are you going to be able to bring it back if you need to, or is it going to be gone forever? That kind of thing. So that's it for me, and I will talk to you later. Thanks.